Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Samai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 21st of November, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to the news, we have sport and business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, there's fog on the mountain road and the Ben McCree's late. Hate speech legislation on the way. Rock bottom morale on the buses, trams and trains. UK tax rises could be good for us. The Isle of Man needs more foster carers and organ donation law changes to opt out in 2024.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. It's hoped wider conversations surrounding organ donation will start to be tackled when Daniel's Law comes into effect in 2024. Currently, it's an opt-in system, but the law will reverse that, meaning you'll be required to opt out. A film industry veteran says there are no financial incentives to film here on the island. Dave Mosley is an executive producer and is creating a documentary on Dave Knight's journey to the Dakar races. Despite wishing to film on the island, they were forced to head to a beach in Ireland that looks similar to the Point of Ayr due to international tax credits. And people on the Isle of Man are being urged to consider whether they can be the difference and foster the future. Efforts are underway to recruit more foster carers to help look after the most vulnerable children and young people. Further afield, Jemima Begum's lawyers have told a court she was the victim of human trafficking. A five-day hearing is considering a challenge against the removal of her UK citizenship. An earthquake has struck the main Indonesian island of Java, leaving at least 162 people dead and hundreds injured. Videos on social media show some buildings reduced almost entirely to rubble. And England's World Cup campaign in Qatar has begun with a 6-2 thrashing of Iran. But Captain Harry Kane didn't wear the One Love armband in support of inclusion after being threatened with sanctions by FIFA. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Siobhan, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There's a strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea moderate or rough, becoming slight overnight. The weather cloudy and wet, but less wet and windy than it has been in daylight hours. It will be dry in a diminishing northerly. Come northeasterly overnight. Minimum is 5 degrees. And for Jemaah, Tuesday, sunny spells, passing showers on a moderate to fresh northeasterly, turning west or northwesterly, up to 10 degrees tomorrow. It'll be cloudy with rain arriving late in the night after dark on a strong south-southeasterly, down to 8 degrees Celsius. And Wednesday, Jacrain, a wet start, then scattered showers and sunny spells on a fresh to strong southeast wind veering southwesterly. Daylight maximum 11 Celsius. Tides on the way back in. High water's 9:30 tonight. Low water 5 to 4 a.m. Sunrise 2 minutes before 8. And high water tomorrow morning at 6 minutes to 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
New hate crime legislation on the Isle of Man will ensure victims can report with confidence. So says the Home Affairs Minister, Jane Paul Wilson, MHK, who says improved laws will help people to come forward. She was on Man in Line today.
When individuals don't believe there is any legislation that particularly would address a circumstance that they've encountered, they are less likely to report it. And so if they think that the police don't have powers, and certainly that it won't be taken seriously, may not be prosecuted, may not be addressed ultimately, if there's a conviction, then we find that people don't necessarily bring forward cases. And I think a really good analogy actually is in the space of domestic abuse, that where people think there isn't any specific response to a circumstance, and I'll give the example of coercive and controlling behaviour, they may be less likely to actually report the situation, but also it can be more difficult for the constabulary and for others to have a response to particular circumstances if we haven't actually considered that in our legislative framework.
Morale amongst bus and heritage rail workers on the Isle of Man is at rock bottom, says the infrastructure minister, whose disputed claims that his department is trying to get rid of heritage rail. Chris Thomas, MHK, says he wants government and charitable organisations to be on the same side.
Practical thing number one, can any of our railways ever be used for commuter traffic? That's a simple question that we'll ask rail consultants to tell us. Some people tell me you have to have the same number of people living at either end of the rail line, and you have to have people living along the rail line for them to be used as commuter traffic. The horse tram tracks down to the memorial are set up to actually run with the electric trams, are at the right weight and everything, the right distance apart to actually take commuter traffic. We need to establish whether that's the case. Second point, we need to actually establish whether or not having them in a foundation will be helpful to maintain and secure their future or not helpful. That's a practical question. The most important thing I want to leave you with is that morale amongst the people who work in buses and heritage rail is rock bottom. For the first time, government's commissioned a public health-led wellbeing survey, and I'm going to be presenting, the experts are going to be presenting back with me there and with the trade union there in the next couple of weeks, because it's rock bottom morale amongst the workforce in those areas. The charitable trusts in the Isle of Man, the wonderful charitable trusts in this space, are beginning to meet me, having first meetings next week with some of them. I want us, by the end of this interview and in the next few weeks, to all be on the same side, because we all care about our heritage rail, and the question is about how we secure it. And actually suggesting that DOI is trying to get rid of it in some way is unhelpful.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster Mike, good evening. 23 minutes before 6. Tax rises announced by the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer could make the Isle of Man seem more attractive to businesses and investors, the belief of the Treasury Minister, Alex Allenson, MHK, who's been sharing his thoughts on the UK Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt's latest economic statement.
The main thing that they've done is increase personal taxation, particularly for high earners, and also corporation tax, capital gains tax. Those don't have any effect here. However, they may make the Isle of Man seem more attractive for people who want to move over here and reduce their tax burden. At the same time, we share the same pressures as the United Kingdom, and Treasury are currently going through the budget round. We've committed to reinstating the triple lock, as the UK government now have as well. But we're looking at overall benefits as well as how we can make sure that we retain fiscal prudency whilst also trying to invest in public services and also trying to meet the ambitions of the economic strategy that's now been approved by Timbald. I think we're in a better position than the United Kingdom. That's not smug. That's because of the concerted work that's gone on for the last decade, as you say, building up those reserves, but also making sure we've got sustainable finance going forward. So I think we do have more leeway here. Some of the predictions for the slowdown in economic growth in the United Kingdom don't necessarily have to affect us. Moody's recently had a look at our economy and said that they expect a growth to slow down a little bit next year, but down to 1.5%, which is still quite positive. And I think if we can make sure through the right financial levers that we have a resilient economy, that we keep people in work, that we keep businesses open, that we make sure that the TT runs properly next year and we have the tourism coming in, then we can invest in the local communities, we can attract more businesses to expand or relocate here, and we can weather the storm that way.
Efforts are underway to find more foster carers on the Isle of Man to look after the most vulnerable children and young people. Manx Cares welcomed a Christmas campaign by the UK retailer John Lewis, which shines a spotlight on fostering. There are only 29 fostering families across the Isle of Man, and Julie Gibneys, the Assistant Director of Children and Families Social Work, says additional options are needed.
We've got a number of children and young people who currently live in residential placements that would absolutely benefit from the experience and relationships within a fostering household. And this is where the need for foster carers is. and would make a huge difference to these looked after children.
What makes a good foster parent?
If you can provide a home for a child, if you come from any walk of life, you don't need qualifications, your life experiences and personal qualities are much more important, as is your ability to love and provide care for a child. Lots of different people can foster. There are very few circumstances that will rule you out. So if you make that inquiry, we can go through that criteria with you and support you in trying to make the right decision.
We are obviously at a time at the moment where the focus is very much on the cost of living and the additional financial pressures that people are finding themselves under. Do Yeah. you think that that could be something that actually ultimately puts people off fostering? Just maybe that there is the desire and the want to be able to do it, but financially people may just not feel that they are able to.
Yes, and I would understand why people would think that. However, foster carers do get an allowance to care for the child. That takes into account, obviously, heating, petrol, food costs. And we're at the moment reviewing an annual uplift for carers based on the cost of living and obviously the economic situation at the moment for all families.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree's going to be late in. She left at 2:10 from Heysham this afternoon, but won't be arriving till about 6:30. She's late in because of the adverse weather in the North Irish Sea. So tonight's 7:45 sailing is going to be delayed due to the late arrival of the sailing from Heysham. Due to the improvement in the weather, the estimated time of departure is now 8:15, and you're asked to check in no later than 7:45. Once she's in Heysham, of course, the overnight departure is at 1:45, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 5:30. And the morning departure, Ben McCree departs for Heysham at 8:45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
No child on the Isle of Man will go hungry in school, says the Education Minister, Julie Edge, MHK. She's faced questions about why policies on school meals and uniform differ between educational establishments. During a Timwell debate on a new educational plan, Douglas East MHK, Joni Farragher, called on Julie Edge to consider a central approach.
We should have consistency across all schools in terms of financial expectations for uniform. There should be the option of getting a plain T-shirt for PE instead of one particular very expensive one. And this directive for schools, it seems to me, could easily be issued centrally by the department, and it's hard to understand why it hasn't been. Another issue that's been raised many times, as the Honourable Member Dr Haywood mentioned, is children being hungry in schools and what policy is centrally given to schools to allow them to address this. Although the Minister did give information in another place that indicated that there was a pathway for teachers to take in these situations, it seems from experience given by teachers that there is not, and that schools are all doing different things, meaning, of course, that children are all receiving different provision. And it also seems that the financial hit for addressing this is often on teachers' own pockets. This situation's not right, and I agree with the Honourable Member Dr Haywood that this is a shameful omission from this plan. Can the Minister not commit to fulfilling the recommendations of the Poverty Committee, which was written in the spirit of expanding free school meal provision to meet children's needs?
I can feel confident to stand here today that no person working in our catering services or our teachers would see a child go hungry in our schools. If there is any cases that anybody's aware of, please let us know. We would never allow that to happen. It's important that children, and the whole purpose of school dinners being introduced, I think it was back in 19, it was after the war, it's over 40, well, it's longer than that, was to make sure children got a hot meal in the middle of the day, because it might be the only meal they get. And I've always been very conscious of that, certainly in my previous role, and we made sure every child could have that hot meal during the day.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, Walt Disney shares jumped as they announced they're bringing back Bob Iger, veteran former chief exec, less than a year after he retired. He replaces Bob Chapek, who's left with immediate event just 33 months into the role. Bob Iger was chief exec of Disney for 15 years, overseeing a period of significant growth, including the acquisitions of Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm, Lucasfilm and 20th Century Fox. Eventually stepped down as chief exec in February 2020, but stayed on throughout 2021 to help with the transition. And for a full Daily Mark report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. So what is SAF and why is it good for the airline industry? The shift towards so-called green fuels, or SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, is touted as a game changer when it comes to reducing emissions. SAF's made from waste materials like cooking oil and animal fat. In Europe, Air France, Lufthansa and KLM are all incorporating SAF and have plans to increase its usage within the next decade. Air France aims to use 63% SAF in their flights by 2050. All flights from Amsterdam by KLM currently use 0.5% SAF, and the airline hopes to increase its usage by 2050, but points to its higher price as a challenge.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets were muted as investors continues to assess inflationary pressures. US stocks have moved mostly lower in morning trading. Oil slumped to its lowest level since before the war in Ukraine, after Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries were reported to be discussing an output increase. Gold slipped to its lowest price in over a week as the dollar extended gains. And the numbers now, the all-important numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London, the FTSE 100 down just over a tenth of a percent at 7,376. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.3% at the close at 14,388. The Dow Jones Industrial in New York City currently down 0.3% at 33,630. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York down just over 0.9% at 11,043. And the S&P 500 down 0.6% in Chicago at 3,942. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.17.9, €1.15.1, and 20 South African rand 41.1. In commodities, gold's down 0.9% at $1,734 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude is down 7.8% at $83.05.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, or the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster Mike, good evening. Thanks for being with Manx Radio. This is Update Live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. An Isle of Man campaigner has told Manx Radio she's hopeful changes to the organ donation laws here will mean more people talking to their family about their wishes. Diane Taylor's son Daniel became an organ donor following his death in 2007. And Diane believes Daniel's law, an opt-out system due to come in next year, will lead to more open conversations about the issue of organ donation.
Talking about organ donation and your wishes is going to become a more natural subject. At the moment, it's still something that nobody likes to think about. It will bring it to the forefront of their minds. And the most important thing is, you know, they're going to talk about it with their loved ones, so that if it did happen to them, their loved one can honour their final wishes. And hopefully more lives will be saved. Because at the moment there is a national shortage and there's people dying every day waiting for a transplant. It's the hardest conversation to bring up. I totally get that. And I've said many times before, we'd never talked about it as a family. And the first time that we thought about organ donation was when we were sitting in the intensive care unit to be told that the Daniel we knew and loved had gone.
People might typically think it's older people who are the ones most in demand, but you're also saying it's the difference between life and death for younger people too.
There's children at the moment waiting for heart transplants. I can't imagine what that would be like to be told your child will die without a transplant. it must just be that it's just the worst pain ever to be told someone's dying. But to be told that they could be saved, but only if an organ becomes available.
So how important do you think it is for parents to tackle these conversations with their children when, like you say, it's not a topic that typically comes up over a Sunday roast?
That is every family's individual choice. I mean, it used to be when teenagers were signing on their driving licence, it would come into conversation. But now that, you know, it's not on the driving licence anymore. Again, there's no rights and wrongs. It's individual to each family, but it is important that we all think about organ donation.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster Mai, Tessa Hawley.
Faster Mai, World Cup fever in Qatar is in full swing following the opening game of the competition yesterday. Today, England took on Iran, Senegal are playing Netherlands, and this evening, the USA will face Wales. Closer to home, and the Isle of Man Constabulary is using the football competition to highlight the perils of domestic abuse, urging people that foul play can have serious penalties. The police say they take incidents of domestic abuse seriously, which apparently rise by 38% when England lose a match, and officers will endeavour to help the victim and those closest to them. You can find more on the football awareness campaign at manxradio.com. Sticking with football, but in a much colder home climate, FC Isle of Man's manager Paul Jones hopes an early kick-off this weekend will mean a bumper crowd for the Ravens. The Manx club has lost its last three games in all competitions, but takes on Charnock Richard at the Bowl at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
There's a lot to do. You know, there's a lot of work there. You're never a finished article, are you, as a player or a team? So there's lots that we can work on, and they're looking forward to getting back in on Tuesday. And hopefully for the 1 o'clock kickoff, you know, we can get as many people down the ground as possible at the Bowl and, you know, give them the support that they deserve for the efforts they've put in on behalf of the island over the last kind of 6 months or so.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Ayres inbound at Ronalds Way. The 5:25 from Manchester came in a quarter of an hour late. Then it's the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick. That's not in for about 20 minutes late at about 10 to 8 tonight. Then the 5:08 Logan Ayres from Liverpool, the returning patient transfer plane showing on time. And the 8:05 final inbound tonight, Logan Ayres from London City, delayed until 25 to 9, delayed 30 minutes. Outbound tonight, 6 o'clock, Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool, delayed till 10 past 6. The 8 o'clock departure, EasyJet back to Gatwick, is delayed until 20 past 8 tonight. On the roads, Ballykillowy roads closed for resurfacing north of Port Arran. Got narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street in Douglas for that new pedestrian crossing. Temporary lights on the A1 at Ballyhutchin Hill for pipe replacement in Union Mills. South of Ramsey, temporary lights on the coast road between Ballure and Hibernia for manhole cover repairs. And between Ramsey and Sulby, temporary lights on the TT course for patching work. Temporary lights on the A5 in Castletown near KWC for work on the pavements. Also in Castletown, Castle Street, one way northbound. We're getting used to this now, to the middle of April next year. In Peel, temporary closures around East Quay and the Prom to the middle of April next year. Currently, the Prom's closed between Manx Utilities Pumping Station to Weatherglass Corner. And in Regaby, a series of temporary closures on the Regaby West Road there for water main replacement.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside.
Remember the film industry? Well, providing financial incentives to grow the island's film sector would help create jobs and boost the Manx economy, according to Manx film producer Dave Mosley, who recently filmed scenes set in the Isle of Man in Ireland, because support packages offered to filmmakers there are better than here.
Really, the Isle of Man is well known. It's co-financed over 100 feature films. And despite there being a lot of talk about things and in ways of some of them not being successful, the overall contribution to the Exchequer, which was demonstrated by a third-party report commissioned by the government, produced well in excess of £300 million for the Exchequer. However, there were some notable exceptions to the successes, and the thing basically fell into abeyance as the laws or the rules between the UK and the Isle of Man changed to do with the VAT. The VAT mechanism was the one whereby the Isle of Man benefited more from this. However, there's been a period of lull. A lot of filmmakers are coming to the island, are pleasantly surprised by the variety of locations here and so on. And gradually, we're beginning to get more of a headway in productions occurring on the island. But there's still no specific incentive. And with a lot of local business people and filmmakers, we're trying to find a mechanism which will reignite the film industry and production on the Isle of Man, because it creates jobs, training, skills and profile for the island.
School children on the island should be taught more about the island's built heritage, says Marlene Masker, MLC, the chair of a Timwell committee looking into the issue. Today, the contributor Tony Pass, who's an architect and retired town planner, told the committee people here have got a hazy concept of what Manx heritage actually is.
To be involved in a conservation project or building is to be part of an exclusive club, and it's something that the idea of conservation and the preservation of our heritage is not really well understood, although I think you particularly, Chairman, and maybe some of the rest of us have tried very hard to raise awareness. I happen to think it's worse on the Isle of Man than it is in other parts of these islands. I think there are a lot of people who are proud of being Manx and proud of being on the Isle of Man, but they have a rather hazy conception of what our heritage is. Mm-hmm. It's all around them until it isn't, when it starts to disappear. Mm-hmm. And when it's gone, it's gone. You know, you don't know what you've got until it's gone, as it says in the song, you know. And making greater awareness. We have more available to us. We've tried, haven't we, Chairman, with various initiatives.
Do you think that early engagement in the education curriculum might help our young people, our children, from an early age understand the value of what we are growing up amidst and our island atmosphere and environment, the built environment, as well as I think there is a great emphasis on the natural environment, but in terms of the biosphere status, I would say that there is potential to weave these together more, and that might be more achievable through the education system.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Tessa Hawley. Stick around after 6 o'clock. Phil Gorn is here looking at the beneficial owner register. It's true. Update returns tomorrow evening at 5:30.